Okay, today's daf is Zvachim Daf Tes. Zvachim Daf Tes, and we are on the last line of Chesem Abeis, Ema. So Gemara here has been talking about the principle of Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach is mano, the Brice is set on top of the Amud. Korban Pesach, when it is shechted in its proper time on Erev Pesach, Lishma is kosher, that's what you're supposed to do. Shalol Lishma is pasul, because that's one of the two exceptions to the rule. The first mission is Vachim. Chadas and Pesach, Bizmano, Shalol Lishma is going to be pasul. The rest of the year, if I shecht the Korban Pesach, Lishma, if I shecht a Korban Pesach a week after Pesach, Lishma, Lishin the Korban Pesach, then it is pasul. Why is it pasul? So Rashi and Tosfos quote the reasons why it's pasul. Shana Kasav La'akev, it's Mechusar Zman, Tosfos said, and Shalo Lishma is kosher. So that's what we're trying to figure out here. How do I know that if I shecht the Korban Pesach, Shalo Lishma, on a day that's not Erev Pesach, how do I know that that is kosher? So, because the Gemara says, because it turns into a Shlamim. A Pesach really, at root, is a Karban Shlamim, and when it's Shalo Bizmano, it could translate into a Shlamim. So we're up to the last line, we're in the discussions of what the source for that halacha is. So, Ema, Lakol Deshachid Le'Levi Kavase. The Gemara now asks the same question it asked 15 lines ago, but now we're asking it based on a new, we just quoted that Lezevach is an inclusion, and therefore it would include any type of carbon that you think about when you shech the Karban Pesach. So ask the Gemara, why do we say that if you shech the Karban Pesach, Shalo Lishma, when it's not Erev Pesach, it automatically turns into a Shlamim? Maybe you should turn into whatever you thought about. Like the Havamina we had earlier. Maybe if you think about Ola, it should be an Ola. If you think about Toda, it should be a Toda. Why dafka does everything turn into a Shlamim? So Amar Rabbi Yavin, Dochin Kachem Ane'echalin, Eitzel Kachem Ane'echalin, Vein Dochin Kachem Ane'echalin, Eitzel Kachem Shein Ane'echalin. Why do you say it automatically this becomes a Shlamim? Because Pesach and Shlamim are similar. They're both eaten karbanos. That's why you don't pick Ola. Ola's not eaten. So if you think about an Ola, we're not going to say it could change into that because there can be no transition. If this carbon is a Pesach, so that's why we say it could translate into a Shlamim because they're both eaten. Says the Gemara, 1 second. Atu Chadas v'Asha Milo Mesachli. Chadas and Asham are already eaten. They're also eaten. They're also kachim that are eaten by certain people, not by Yisraelim, but they're also eaten. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ella, dochin, kachem anechalun l'chal adam. Eitzel kachem anechalun l'chal adam. That's how we compare. Make it turn into a shlamim because Pesach and shlamim are eaten by everybody. Ve'ein dochin, kachem anechalun l'chal adam. Eitzel kachem she'ein echalun l'chal adam. And don't make it turn into a karban that is not eaten by everybody. Chathas and Hashem are eaten, but they're kachem. And they're only eaten by zichrei kahuna. And that's why we say it won't turn into a chatas or an asha. 2 points. That's number one. What's the havamina that it would turn into a chatas? Don't you need an avera? What's the Gemara's havamina? To asha v'chatas milo b'sachli. If I shech the Karban Pesach in the middle of Cheshvan l'shem chatas, it turns into a chatas. How's that possible? Haven't we said many times already? We're going to have an amid beis. Also, there's a special connection between every Karban chatas and the avera for which it is brought. So therefore, what's the havamina here that you would bring a Pesach l'shem chatas? That's the Karen Ora's question. Karen Ora asks right here. Yesh l'daktik heichin salka daitav to levi chatas v'hashem heichin matzinu chatas bechdi belo kapara. How do you ever have a chatas that exists by itself? The afilu makdish lachan chilu l'shem chatas im einu mechuyev lav klumhi. If I'm not a chayev a karban chatas and I go over to an animal and say, This is my Karban Chatas, it's meaningless. It's nothing. That's why they have the different gersos, whether we say every morning. When we see the parts of the Karbanos, we say, Yehi Ratzon Kilo Grafti Ola, Yehi Ratzon Kilo Grafti Shlamim. There's a question whether we're supposed to say that, Kilo Grafti Chatas or Asham, because those are only Baal Chait. Maybe we're supposed to say Al Tanai, if I'm Chayav Chatas, if I'm not Chayav Chatas. But I can't just bring a Karban Chatas if I'm not Chayav Chatas. So I ask the Karen Ora, so what exactly is the Havamina of the Gemara here? So the suggestion is, says the Karen Ora, Vitzarach Lomar, that the only problem with a Chatas is the Hakdash, that's the Mikdash David. His answer is, ultimately, Velkach, Vitzarach Lomar, the Sakadad, the Xer Zakasavi, Lagavi Pesach, they're called the Shachet, Le, Levi Kavase, Lachatas Yellow Din Chatas. It won't really be a Chatas. Says the, it would have the halachas of a chatas, but inherently you're right, it can't really be a chatas. You'll do the zrikas like a chatas, but it won't have any kapara element. That'll be the zeros akasa, whatever carbon you think about, that's what it is. But that's the havamina. Says the Mikdash David a different shot. Mikdash David suggests that maybe the problem with a chatas is only the hakdasha. I can't be makdish a chatas without an avera. But if the Hakdasha takes place by itself somehow, Memela, so then it's okay. I wasn't Makdash this, it was a Pesach that turned into a different carbon, but it's not my, it's, there's not a problem with the Hakdasha. And therefore, it says the Mikdash Shavit, maybe that was the Havamina, how could it be possible? Again, it's rejected anyway, but that was the Havamina, number one. Number two, what was the other Havamina Maska? The Gemara suggested Kachim, compared to Kachim Nechalin, and the Gemara says, no, what about Chadas and Hashavs? The Gemara changed it. Nechalin Lechal Adams. Well, what are the different stages of the Gemara? What was the Gemara thinking originally? What was the Gemara thinking afterwards? So maybe the issue could partially be, we know both of these Karbanos are eaten. Is that in the same world of halacha? Achadas and Asham are eaten by the Kohanim. And Shlamim and Toda and Pesach are eaten by Yisraelim. So is that one big fat mitzvah? Maybe that was the Havamina. There's some connection between the two. And therefore you compare Kachim Nechalim, Kachim Nechalim. Come along the Gemara in the next line and say, no. You can't compare Kachim Nechalim L'chol Adam to Kachim Shein Nechalim L'chol Adam. This we've touched on in the past, and that is the mitzvah of eating Karbanos. It's a mitzvah asay. Mitzvah asay di Karbanos, but the Rambam has two different distinct levels in the mitzvah. It says the Rambam in Hilchos Maaser Karbanos. Achilas chatas va'asham mitzvah asay. Shenemar va'achlu osam asher kupar bohem. Hakohanim ochlim uvayelim eschapim. The Rambam is clear. Eating chatas and asham by the Kohanim is a mitzvah asay daraisa. The hu hadin l'shar kachim she'ochlem ha-kohanim she'achilasan mitzvah. He says the mitzvah sefer chazan Hashem, and by the way, the others are also a mitzvah. What is that? It's clear. The Rambam writes it in sefer mitzvahs too. It's clear it's a different level. It's a different level of mitzvah. Even though they're both, the first one is mitzvah asay, the second one is his mitzvah, it's included, but it's not really included in the mitzvah asay. V'chein achilas she'ari ha-menachos mitzvah asay. All kachi kachim, he says, the lashon mitzvah asay, not just mitzvah. V'yein chadas v'ashav shir menachos nechalon, el l'zikre chuhuna b'azara. But that is the shita of the Rambam. The Rambam clearly said, they're both a mitzvah, but it's different levels. Kachi kachim and kachi kalim, and maybe that's the underlying feeling in our Gemara, the Havamina, to say it's all one big mitzvah, and therefore you could compare the two. Kamash v'lan not. The Mishnah Melech there says, in Maisa Karbanos, that Nira Demil, so even though he doesn't see it, no, he didn't find it anywhere, but you'd make a special bracha by this mitzvah. Asher kidishanu b'kdushaso shel aron v'tzivanu l'echol chatas ha'washam. And he assumes there'll be a bracha, just like there's a bracha on Birchas Kohanim, there's a bracha on this special mitzvah that the Kohanim get to eat the karbanos. He says, just like Truma, there's a special bracha, and Bikurim, but even though there's no bracha recorded here, that's what he assumes would be the bracha. Okay, that's related to the mitzvah. The Gemara in Yuma, this also has come up in the past, came up in a Parsha Shir, also discusses the mitzvah of Achilas Kachim. The Gemara says in Yuma, Daf Lamites, that at a certain point in history, the Lechem HaPanim stopped being satiating. After Shimon HaTzadik died, stopped being satiating. And therefore, the Tsnuim Moshchin Esidehem, Yuma Lamites. The Tsanua Kohanim stopped taking Lechem HaPanim pieces. That's what the Gemara says in Daf Lamites. And the Farshim asks, what do you mean? It's a mitzvah asay. Well, why? Just because it wasn't satiating, there wasn't bracha be'isa, like there were was in the time of the Imahos. So why would they stop eating the lechem upon him? It was a mitzvah. That's what the Gemara says. That's the question of the Tosfos Yishanim. Tosfos Yishanim answers, I think because none of them got a kezias. None of them got a kezias. And if you don't get a kezias, says the Tosfos Yishanim, there's no mitzvah. That's his chiddush. If they would have gotten a kezias, they wouldn't have pulled back their hands. That's the Tosfos Yishanim. So on this, Gemara is important for the sugya of Chatzi Shir when it comes to mitzvos. We know there's the Isser of Chatzi Shir when it comes to Averis. I'm not allowed to eat a hefekazayas of treif, hefekazayas of anything, because that is the Isser of Chatzi Shir, which we pass in the Dostum and Torah. What about Chatzi Shir by mitzvos? The Shvus Yaakov has the question, what if I only have a hefekazayas of matzah? Is it meaningful at all? Does it mean something, or does it pay to eat it? Do I make a brach of alachilas matzah? By any mitzvos I say, if I only have half the shir, does it pay? Let's say I only know how to blow a shvarim and a trua. I don't know, probably tkiah and a shvarim. I can't blow a trua. So that might be a little different because it's all a question of a suffix, but I can only do half a mitzvah. So the Chassam Sofer on this Gemara, it's quoted here in the Maritz Chayis, in the back of Yuma Lamites, Chassam Sofer says, I think what the Tosfos Yishanim said is limited. It applies to all karbanos. All karbanis, there's no mitzvah if it's a chatzi, it's a chatzi shir. There's no specific mitzvah. Why? Because by karbanis, the mitzvah is the result, that the karban should be eaten, not that every kohen has a chiyuv to eat. It's about the karban should be eaten. So the kohanim said, look, we're not going to get a kazayis anyway. We're not going to be so significantly involved. So let other kohanim do it. But you know what? That's the mitzvah anyway. It's just to make sure that it's eaten. But says the Chasam Sofer, there's one karban that even if, you know, the mitzvah is not like other karbanis that it's to be eaten, but it's a mitzvah to eat a kazayis. And that, of course, is Karban Pesach. As we mentioned, three or four times already in the Masechta, Karban Pesach has more of a focus on achila than any other karban. Is the only karban, the Beis Yosef discusses this as well, it's the only karban that, it's the only karban that has a mitzvah, it's a hagavra, to eat it, and not just a result to have it eaten, and therefore you would not say what the Gemara says when it comes to Karban Pesach. Okay, those are two issues that come up in the Shakal Vitaria. Number one, the mitzvah of Achilas Kachem in general. Number two, what's the Havamina to have an Asham and a Chatas? Vaiter. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Avin, Amar, Dochen Kachem Kalim, Eitzel Kachem Kalim, the Ein Dochen Kachem Kalim, Eitzel Kachem Kachem. Says Rabbi Yosef, a little bit different. Don't compare, the first day was compare eaten karbanas by everybody to eaten karbanas by everybody. Here, compare kachi kalam to kachi kalam. So it's a little larger category. Larger category. It doesn't just say specifically the eaten karbanas. So, different category. So Maskal Rav Yitzchak Berebi Svarav. So Rav Yitzchak Berebi asked, what is the word Svarav doing there? So some say it's Savrin, that, some say it was his name. Rebbe, the unusual name, doesn't appear anywhere else in Shas. Others say, no, it means that he was one of the Savoraim, who lived after the Gemara. We have here and there, the first daf in Kiddushin, the Ritva says, was added on later, after Avinu and Ravashi. From the time period of the Savoraim, after the Amoraim, before the Rishonim, before the Gaonim, were the Savoraim for a couple hundred years. So every once in a while, we find that the Rishonim say, oh, this line was put in by the Savoraim, and this line was put in. So the first blot in Kiddushin, Amid Beis, Amid Aleph, Amid Gim, Amid Aleph, little unusual lashon. The Ritva says there in Kiddushin is from the Savoraim. So here maybe that's another pshat. What does the word Savoraim mean? Anyway, so Rav Yitzchak asks, Ema, what's you're telling me the category is that a Pesach will switch into anything that's kachei kalim? So why dafka shlamim? Shach ema shachti l'shem meiser levi meiser. So maybe if you shecht it l'shem meiser behema, it should have the status of meiser behema. It's not really Meiser Behema, it's a Karban Pesach, but maybe once you're saying it could go switch into any Kachi Kalim, so then let it be like Meiser if you thought about that. Lamai Helchaza, Lamai Nafkamina, the lowly boy Nesachim. Number one, that you would not need Nesachim. Meiser does not have Nesachim wine libations brought with it. So maybe that's what, number one. Ule Argersa, Ule Milka Ale Belo Yigael. And to get Malkus for violating the Isra of Lo Yigael. There's a halacha that you're not allowed to redeem Meiser. Rashi quotes this in the first skinny line. But Meiser Behemakseiv Lo Yiyek Kodesh Lo Yigael. Lo Yigael Velo Yimacher. It applies a special din by Meiser. And therefore you're going to get Malkus if you do it. So maybe that special din, which applies by Meiser, would apply to this karban. So the Gemara answers no. Amakra, it can't be, because it's an exclusion. Ha'asiri Yiyek Kodesh. Zeh Meiser Ve'ein Acher Meiser. So it's exclusion. This one is Meiser, but a Moser Pesach cannot turn into Meiser. If you look at the Shita Bekubetzas here, the Shita changes in Oz Beis. Instead of Ula Milka Alei, you get Malkus for Lo Yigael. It says Ula Mekam Alei below Yigael. You will be involved in the Lav of Lo Yigael. But it does not say that you will get Malkus. Why does he change that Girsa? So some say maybe because he also like the Rambam. He's alluding to the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam writes, Beferish in Hilchas Bechoros, Vav Hei, there is no Malkus for the Isser of Lo Yimacher, Velo Yigael. It's Beferish. The Rambam says, where is it? Wrong one. Sefer Karbanos. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Bechoros, Meiser Behema Aser Limkaroso, Kshu Tamim. It's Aser to sell a Meiser Behema when it is has no blemish. Lefish and Emerbo, Lo Yigael. Right? Even though it is. We say it belongs to the Kohen, even though it's not Mefurish at the end of Parshas Vayikra, we give it to the Kohen. So it's also to sell it when it does not have a mum. Mipiyashmu alamdu, shezeh shenemar lo yigael, af iser mechira bichlalo. Lo yigael includes not allowed to sell it. She'eno nigal ve'eno nimkar klal. Cannot be redeemed or sold. Ve'yirali. And then the Rambam says yirali, which we know always means not based on a specific source, but his own svara. Ve'yirali. Shehamocher meiser lo asa klum ve'lo kana lokeach. Doesn't work. If you try to sell it or redeem it, doesn't work. I'avid lo mahani. It doesn't work. Lefichach eino loke. You don't get malchus. You don't get malchus for trying to sell or redeem because it doesn't work anyway. You didn't accomplish anything, and therefore you're not going to get malchus. Kimocher charmei kohanim shlo kana lokeach. Like if you sell a cherem of the kohanim that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, the lokeach doesn't get it. Ukimocher yefas toar kavoshi yisbar bimkomo. Anyway, that's the sheet of the Rambam in Ilchas Bechoros that there's no malchus for mechiras meiser or geulas meiser. So maybe that's why the sheet here changes the girsa of le milka to le meiker. Other Rishonim say you do get Malkus. Sefer HaChinuch says you do get Malkus here. It relates to the sugya, the beginning of Temura, of Yavid Mahani, Yavid Lo Mahani. But you try to make it into Kedushas Meiser, and it didn't work.
So the idea that you would, after you shechted it, you'd give it to the Kohen?
After you shechted it, would have Kedushas Meiser. Yeah, you give it to the Kohen. So it would have all the halachas of Meiser. You'd have the same zrikas that a carbon Meiser usually has, same halachas of Achila, would have that status. So says the Gemara. So that didn't work. So Ema shachte l'shem b'chor lehevi k'b'chor. So maybe b'chor. Maybe you should shecht it l'shem b'chor. It will be have the kedusha b'chor. We know that three firstborns that have a special status. The firstborn of a kosher animal, of a kosher behema, has to go to the kohen. One of the manas kahuna b'chor pidyon haben of a firstborn son, and the b'chor of a donkey. Peter Chamor. Those are the three animals, three firstborns that have a special status. So maybe, says the Gemara, if you're including that it's any kachikalim, if you shechted l'shem b'char, sorry, last volume of your day, Shin Chafalf, thank you. If you shechted l'shem a firstborn, it should have that status. The my hilchasa to lo libay nesachim. Same thing as we had before. A bachar does not require nesachim. Inami to lisvei l'kohanim, or to give it to the kohen. It's mefurish in the Torah that a bechor has to go to the kohen. Meiser also goes to the kohen, but it didn't say that maybe because it's not mefurish in the Torah that it's going to the kohen. But either way, so maybe you shechta moser pesach l'shem bechor. It should have that status. Answers the Gemara: no, bechor nami ever ben meiser gamar. We learned from Xavier Shava. We learned from Meiser v'havarta, and therefore it has the same status as meiser. And just like if you change something l'shem meiser, it is not going to be a meiser, it's excluded. So too, if you shecht the moser pesach l'shem bechor, it is not going to work. Sefer HaChinuch, we discuss this in a mitzvah shir, but it's two important points to mention again, and that is, even though a bechor is automatically kadosh, bechor is automatically kadosh, right when the animal is born, so what type of mitzvah is there? The Chinuch counts in mitzvah yudches, there's still a mitzvah lahakdisho. Even though it's kadosh meirechem, there's still a mitzvah lehakdisho. And related to that is a very important taz, which I mentioned a couple of days ago, in the mitzvah shir. The taz notes in Siman Shin Chaf Aleph that hilchos petar chamar, salakol ha'maisa, petar chamar, said that not too many Jews own donkeys. But if a Jew would own a donkey, they would have a firstborn donkey, so male, so then they would have to do the mitzvah of petar chamar, make a bracha. The Shulchan Aruch quotes a bracha. Asher k'deshada b'vesosav etzivanu al pidyon petar chamar. Right, that's the bracha quoted in Shin Chaf Aleph in Yerodea. But the Taz there is a very strong question, and that is a very obvious question, which we're going through these sugis, we have to ask. As I just mentioned, there are three elements of Bechor in Halacha. A Bechor Adam, Pidyon HaBen, a Bechor Petach Hamor, and a Bechor of a Behema Tahora. Ask the Taz, why is there a bracha by two out of three of those, and not by the third? Only two out of three. Pidyon HaBen, you make a bracha. Right, make a bracha, I'll Pidyon HaBen. Petach Hamor, you make a bracha. You switch it onto the kedusha onto the sheep. By bechor behema tahora, there's no bracha. You just give it to the kohen. Why is there no bracha? Says the Taz, quoting the Prisha's kasha. Hiksha lama lama barchin gabkin anasinis bechor behema tahora lekohen. So the Prisha answers that it all depends if you have something left in your own rishus. V'tirets dein mevarich ala kishenishar biyado mimash aya kadosh v'nosi midi achrin etachtov. By pidyon haben, I have my son. I give you the money. So I have something left, so I make the bracha. By Petar Chamor, I have the donkey, I give you the sheep. So I have something left in my hand, so I make the bracha. Masha'enke, by Nesinas Bachar, I just give the carbon to the Kohen. I give the animal to the Kohen, I have nothing. So says the Prisha, the Nosa Kula Kohen, Velo Nishar Biyad Klum, Me'akdusha, Ve'in, if so, and therefore you don't make a bracha. Ask the Taz, why is that the rule? Why do you need something in your hands? But if whenever you do a mitzvah, you have to have some benefit out of it. Feinze maspikli, what difference does it make? Why should you make a bracha in a mitzvah? It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you to do it. Keep it to be kol makom mekayim mitzvah Hashem Baruch Hu. That's it. Who cares if you have something left in your hands or not? You should say that this is a mitzvah. So the Taz says very insightfully, venerally, no. De'ein shayach bracha el b'mashe oseha adam mishelo. Are you doing something? You got to be doing something in order to make a bracha. If you're not doing anything, you don't make a bracha. Al zeh mevarech shezacha lios lasos mishelo rasan amakam barachu. By pidyon ben, I'm doing something. I'm switching from the kedusha from my son to the money. I'm doing something. By petach hamor, I'm switching the status of the donkey to the sheep. What am I doing by pechor behemah tahora? It's kadosh mirechem. Okay, there's a personal element. The Gemara says afa bisha kadosh mirechem mitzvah lahakdisho. But am I really being makdashit? No, it's really a it's a holy even if I'm not makdashit. So I'm not really accomplishing anything, and therefore there's no bracha. Aye, what about Shabbos? Shabbos is also kadosh me'atzmo. Even if I don't say it, if I don't make kiddush, but we make kiddush. No, it's a simple answer. That's a bracha shavah hodah. This is a bracha mitzvah. By Berachas Shavah Pahodah, so of course, well, lightning, I did something by lightning. By thunder, I did something. I didn't do anything, but I make the Berachas Shavah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it, that's the whole point. Hashem does something, I make a Berachas Shavah Pahodah. By a Berachas HaMitzvah, there's no Berachas unless a person does something. And that's why the Taz says there's a difference between Bechor Behemah Tahora, versus Pidyon HaBen and Peter Chamor. Okay, that's an important Taz in Yoredeya, Shin Chaf Aleph. Okay, we continue. So next try. So again, we're in this whole amud where the Gemara is trying to think. If I have a carbon Pesach, a month after Pesach, it's left over. Right? I lost it. I found it again. If I shecht it, l'shem shlamim, it's a shlamim. If I shecht it, l'shem any animal, it's a shlamim. So they ask the Gemara why. If I shecht it, l'shem meiser, it should be meiser. Bechor, it should be bechor. The ema, what are we up to? Shecht it, l'shem temura, lehevi temura. What if I shecht it, l'shem temura? What do you mean shecht it, l'shem temura? Temura is not an independent carbon. Tzmura is, as we know, that if I try to substitute carbon A for animal B, it's an issa d'oraisa, and they're both hektish. So ask the Brisker Rav, what's going on here? What do you mean tzmura doesn't have an independent? Tzmura, the root of tzmura, is the original hakdasha of whatever animal you were talking about. So says the Griz, it must be that we're talking about tzmura smicer, what we were just generally talking about. Emo shach l'shem tzmura levi tzmura. Maybe it should have kedushas tzmura smicer. L'may helchasa, l'milka alei. Again, l'milka alei, to get malchus for doing it, for violating. So Amar, right, you would get an isser malchus for violating the isser of hakdashas tumura here. So again, the Brisker Rav says, l'chora, it seems that you would get a malchus for that. So inam l'mekem alei below yimachem below yigael. The shi takes that out because we're not talking about actual meiser. So Amar Marzucha, Breider of Nachman, Amar Kra vayahu usmura so zut tmura vein acher tmura. Again, an exclusion. Most of Pesach can't be tmura. Next, try number four. V'ema shachta l'shem toda levi ki toda. Maybe if I shach the carbon Pesach as a toda, it should be like a toda. Right, we mentioned this yesterday from the Kitzur Hilchos Arash, and we mentioned that's why we have three matzahs on Pesach. To remember the 30 matzahs that a carbon toda is brought, because a parallel carbon Pesach is a form of a carbon toda. The Abarbanel also writes this in his Agada. It's a form of a carbon toda. And therefore, that's the connection. So maybe that's what's behind the Gemara's question here. Maybe the same toda, because there's a connection. L'may elchasa, l'may nafkamina, l'adino lechem. Maybe this Moser Pesach, you should have to bring 40 loaves with. It has the same status as a carbon toda. Answer, says the Gemara, that can't be. Mika midi de Pesach gufei lo boi lechem u mosar boi lechem. Well, the actual carbon Pesach is not brought with bread, but its mosar would be brought with bread. You ever have such a thing? So Gemara says, why not? Ihachi hashtanami. Mika midi de Pesach gufei lo boi nesachim u mosar boi nesachim. What if you say it's a toda, it's going to need nesachim too? Right, so it's already different than the ikar carbon, so what's the problem? So Gemara says, anan hachi kamrina. No, this is our problem with the suggestion. As follows. Mika midi. The moser toda atzma lo boy lechem vilu moser da asu lo me'alma boy lechem. If you have a moser toda, let's say I'm mafresh a carbon toda, and then I lost it, and I give a different one, and then I find the original one. So that moser toda, you don't have to bring special breads with. The 40 loaves, you don't have to bring with it. So a real toda that has moser toda, you don't bring lechem. But a moser pesach, you would have lechem with it. How could that be? The real moser toda, you don't bring lechem. So again, there's no nafkamina to have it as a toda, so it can't be that it would be considered a toda. Also, one of the achronim ask, the breads of a carbon toda become sanctified when you shech the toda. That's when it becomes fully sanctified. Shchitas toda is bekadish lechem. Gemara says that in Menachos, but also in Pesachim. People know from Pesachim because in Pesachim it talks about in the first parak how do people know when the Isurim are kicking in? So they said they put the carbon todas on top of these pillars to know, oh, if there are two of them there, then it's this, and one of them is removed. So that's where the Gemara there talks about the different levels of the status and the time changes of a carbon toda. But it's clear that the bread only becomes sanctified with the shchitas toda. So there is the shchitas toda here. It's a carbon Pesach. So how do you have lechem? What's the whole the havamina to have lechem? So the Achronim explained that maybe it's bon ke'echad. The second that you shechel l'shem toda, at that moment of shchita, it turns into it gets the status of a carbon toda, and you're shechling a carbon toda, and therefore the lechem is mekudesh. Got to say something like that. Got to say when it doesn't have kedusha, it has to have kedusha for the suggestion to bring the lechem. So it's difficult, but you have to say something like that of bon ke'echad. So next, maskevar avim abreider of Hillel. Now we're going back all the way to the original. The original suggestion that we had yesterday, all the way at the beginning of Chesem Abeis, we had Minani Mili. What's the source that you know that Moser HaPesach, Shelo Lishma, not on Erev Pesach, turns into a Shlamim? You know that from a certain Pasuk, Vimin Atzon. So says the Gemara now, who says that Pasuk? It's talking about Moser Pesach. We might the Moser Pesach Ziv. How do we know that the original Drasha of Avua de Shmuel of Vimin Atzon is talking about Moser Pesach? Dilma of Moser Asham Ziv. Maybe it's talking about a leftover Asham. The Asham was lost and you found it again. Tosfos says it doesn't really mean you're going to bring an Asham as a Shlamim. That can't be. That's a Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. We mentioned a couple of days ago. A Moser Asham is brought as an Ola. You have to be menatik it or not. That was Rashi and Tosfos. But a Moser Asham brought as an Ola. So Tosfos says, you're right. It doesn't really, don't take this line literally that Moser Asham would be brought as a Shlamim. It just means that maybe you can, the Pasuk is talking about Moser Asham, that you could be menatik if thinking about Shlamim. But ultimately, you bring it as an Ola. That's what Tosfos says in Dibur Maskil Dilma. Because you have to, this Gemara cannot be taken literally because it's against the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. So maybe that's what the Pasuk is talking about. Moser Asham. So the Gemara says, no. Amar Rava Amar Kra. V'imin Atzon Karbano L'Zevach Shlamim. Dover Hashaveh B'chol Atzon. The Pasuk says, Minatzon. Minatzon means something that can be brought from all tzon. All tzon means goats and sheep. Tzon in Halacha is Kvasim and Izim. A Karban Pesach can be brought from both of those. And Asham is only from Ezim. Asham is only from Ezim, and therefore the Pasuk can't be talking about that, because it's talking about all tzon. Maskal Rav Avin Bar Chiya, V'itemer Rav Avin Bar Kahana. One second. B'chol asar at amrit min lahotzi. V'kan min larabos. You know, unusual. The Gemara doesn't usually talk this way. B'chol asar. It says b'chol makom. B'chol asar. That's what it's a zvachim type of lashon. B'chol asar in every place at amrit min. The word min usually is an exclusionary term. Right, min hatzon, min this, the Rashi quotes. And sometimes we have, min this, la fuke, roveya. Mi bakar, from, doesn't mean the whole category. And all of a sudden, if I got min larabos, here min was saying larabos, min hatzon means all types of son. So Gemara says, Amar Bimani, no, hachanami, min lahotzi. No, min is also excluding here. We didn't understand, we misunderstood what word we're including from. What does min exclude here? Delo asi ben shteishanim. You can't bring a two-year-old. Right, a Karban Pesach has to be within the year. And velo asi ben akeva. And also it can't be female. But the word min is coming to exclude. What do we, the word sown, we're using to include, all sown. But the word min is coming to exclude. Maskevar Rav Tana Bagdata Umi Matzis Amris Lechiksiv Hai B'Moser Pesachsiv. Again, back to the original question. This whole blot is all about, if I have a leftover Karban Pesach, it's a shlamim. So how could you say that's what the pasuk's talking about? V'ha midechsiv im kesev im eiz michal de la b'moser pesachsiv. It says in this parsha also im kesev im eiz, which it already said earlier. So why is it repeating it? It must, the previous pasuk must not be talking about Moser Pesach, because this pasuk is talking about Moser Pesach. So Gemara says no. Hahumi bar lo lekid tanya. That extra pasuk is also talking about Pesach, but it's teaching me the following halacha. Keves l'rabo says a Pesach la'alya. Keves, that extra word, is to teach me that you also have to burn the fats of the tail of the Karban Pesach in the fats. When you burn the fats of the Karban Pesach, you also have to burn the tail. Why? Because I might not have known that. Why wouldn't I have known that? Why would I have to bring the fast? Because the Rashi says it's not mefurish by Pesach, so therefore you have to include it from a certain, from a different pasuk. But the Meshul Chachma says, conceptually, why by Pesach would I have thought that the tail is not included? So the Meshul Chachma says at the beginning of Ayikra, in Perek Gimel Pasuk Vav, he quotes this the Sifra that says, this Kesef Laman Emer Kesef, L'Rabbas is Pesach La'Aliyah. So Rashi says, over there in Menachis, where this Gemara also comes up, Adaf Pei Gimel, because we know you have to roast the Karban Pesach whole. So you might think, if you take off the tail, it's not whole. So therefore you have to leave the tail, you can't burn the tail on the Mizbeach. Number one. But the Meshul Chachma, right, we had a machlokas a couple days ago. We mentioned, do you take out the gitanasha before you roast it? That's a machlokas Rambam Riven. So that's the. But other than that, you have to roast the current Pesach whole. So it says the Meshul Chachma says no. Based on what we've said already today, a number of times, the current Pesach is all about eating more than any other karban. Current Pesach has a focus on achila, and that's why the Mishnah says in Psachim that as long as the meat. As long as the meat of Karban Pesach is still there, even if the chalef became tameh, you still zorek the dam, so you could do the achila, because achila is ikker. And even if everybody's tameh, shei lo nina el achila, it's all about eating. So therefore, you might have said the chalef usually by most karbanis has to be burned because it's usher to eat. The aliyah is not usher to eat; it's not included in the isser. It's chalef, but it's not included in the isser of achilas chalef usually. And therefore, you might have thought Karban Pesach, which is all about eating, this should also be eaten because it's not usher to eat. Kamash Malan, that's why you need a separate pasuk. Hava minit bePesach ledorah shahalyu muteris baachila tehine achelas v'lo tehine kreves shachila so ikur kamo b'mitzrayim lachin mar bePesach la'alya v'zeh borer. Right, says the Meshul Chachma. That's why I think you need the Hava Mina. Some of you might be thinking about the Aliyah Pesach, the interesting story beginning of Psachim. Psachim Dav Gimel. Psachim Dav Gimel with the Aliyah. Remember the story? The Gemara says there that there was a certain Arma'ah, certain Arimian, non-Jew, right, who went up every year to fake out the rabbis. Fake out the rabbis to eat for the current Pesach. I'm going to eat it. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir says, he was bragging to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir says, oh, you have a geet from the tail. You ever eat from the tail? So he says, no. He says, oh, the tail's the most delicious. He says, okay, go ask them for the tail. So there's definitely a connection that the dafka, the tail, needed a special ribuy. Maybe it's playing off that Meshul Chachma. So he goes and says, I want the tail. They're like, you want the tail? Tail's burned. And they checked after him, and they found out that Rabbi Yehuda sent him, and they killed him. Right? Why they kill him? So, good question. Why they killed him? But that is the a story that also connects the aliyah, the special tail, of the Karban Pesach in terms of eating versus burning. Okay, let's continue. So it says the Gemara, Kishahu Omer Im Keves, and I would darshni more of these psukim, L'Rabos, when it says Im Keves, it's L'Rabos to include Pesach She'ivr Shnasa, a current Pesach that it became more than a year old, so it can't be used for current Pesach anymore, U'Shlamim Aboy Machmas Pesach, and also Shlamim that go with Pesach. What does that mean? Rashi quotes, that's the Chagigas Yudalin. We know that a current Pesach has to be eaten al hasova. What does al hasova mean? It doesn't mean after one is already full. That's an achila gasa. Al hasova means the process as I become full. The current Pesach has to bring me to satiation. That's what al hasova means, the Rishonim discuss in our Pesachim. Al hasova. So how do you become full? If this is your main course, it's not going to make you full. Ah, that's why you have a special Karban Chagiga. Not the regular Chagiga that's brought on every Yontif. That's brought on Pesach itself. There's a Chagiga's Yudalid that's brought on Erev Pesach, along with the Pesach, to make you full, in order so you eat the Karban Pesach alasova. So that's what we're talking about here. What din does that Chagiga have? As a din of a Karban Shlamim. We'll call mitzvah Shlamim, she yitanu smicha, you have to lean on it, v'snesachim, and the wine libations, v'tirubas chazi v'shok, and you wave the chazi v'shok, which is unique to Shlamim. Kashihu omer im eiz, and when the Pasuk continues, it says, if you bring a goat, hipsaka inyan, it's a hafsik, limed ala eishi, in a tunu alya, find an eiz. You don't have to, doesn't need to, the aliyah to be burnt. Fine. But anyway, so we said all of that is teaching me Moser Pesach. So Gemara says, Hamehacha nafka, me avuad shmuel nafka. What do you mean? We learn Moser Pesach from the following. Damar avuad shmuel, ve minason karbano zavak shlamim, damar haba minason yelu zavak shlamim, what we had yesterday. So we have two different psukim here to teach me that Moser Pesach, not on Pesach, is a karban shlamim. So Gemara says, what do you mean? There's even a third pasuk. The Akati midir of Nachman Amar Abba Bar Avua Nafka. The Amar of Nachman Amar Abba Bar Avua. Minayin Lamosa Pesach Shagarv Shlamim Shenemar. A third pasuk. V'zavachta Pesach L'Hashem Elokecha Tzonu Vakar. Shech V'kar and Pesach, sheep and cattle. So what does that mean? V'alo Ein Pesach Ela Ba Ela Min HaKvasiv O Min HaIzim. A Korban Pesach only comes from sheep and goats. It can't come from cattle. You can't bring a cow as a Korban Pesach. So what does the Pasuk mean? Ela mikan lemoser ha-Pesach. It's referring to Moser Pesach. Shehe ledover ha-bam and ha-son and ha-bakar. That it should be brought, it turns into something that comes from son and bakar. Umayni yushlamim. So the Maisa, there are three psukim that teach me the same halacha. So what do you need three psukim for? So Gemara says, let's explain. Ela tlasa kroik sivi. There are three psukim here. Chad le, and they're all talking about Moser Pesach, but three cases. Chad le ivra zmano v'ivra shnaso. One case is where Pesach passed and the animal was near more than a year. So two problems. V'chad le ivra zmano v'lo shnaso. One case is where Pesach passed, but it's still the age. It's still within the year. V'chad, and then you're makar of that. V'chad le lo ivra lo zmano v'lo shnaso. And one case is no, it's 2 weeks before Pesach. And I have my animal that I can use for the korban. So in all three of those cases, if I shech the Pesach shelo l'shma, it turns into a shlamim. So if it's richi, and you need three psukim to teach me these three cases, why? If I would only have one pasuk, hava amina heichad, I would only use it for the most pasul one, heichad de avar shnaso v'zmano, where it's too old and Pesach passed by. Why? De itchi mi Pesach lagamrei, it's totally nidche from Pesach, and therefore it turns into a shlamim. Aval ivra zmano v'lo shnaso, but if it's still the age that you could bring this animal to current Pesach, de chazi le Pesach sheni. You can bring it in a month from now. Say hello. Maybe it does not turn into a carbon shlamim yet. It's still considered a Pesach. Because of Rachmanahani Tartin, if you would have only had two psukim, Mishum de itchiluhu mimilsayu. Maybe I would have said only there because there's something that pushed it off. It's age or Pesach. Aval hecha de lo avar lo zman avlo shnaso. But if it's 2 weeks before Pesach, and there's nothing wrong with this animal, and if you just wait 2 weeks, it'll be perfect. De chazi la Pesach, emalo. There I might say that if you shech the shalol lishma, it's pasul, or it doesn't have the status of a shlamim. Lo tzrichi. That's why you need the third pasuk to teach me in each of these three cases. When you have a carbon Pesach, shelo bismano, and you shecht it l'shem anything, it turns into a shlamim. Turns into a shlamim. Oh, if anything besides l'shma. Can't shecht it l'shem karim Pesach. Okay, next case. Back to chatas discussions.
Does that mean if you actually shecht it on the 14th, shelo
l'shma
would be okay?
No, if you shecht it on the 14th, that's the first mishnah. That's pasul. That's the first mishnah that if you
pack. But you don't need a pasul for that.
You don't need, well, that we had earlier. That was we had these psukim over here on Zion and Base, Pesach Minolan. So that we had this psukim there, that's Chathas and Pesach, the only two exceptions. That's pasul. It's not just the Ola, it's not just kosher for the Olabayim L'Shem Chova. But this is, so this whole blot was about Shalom Bismano. Shalom Bismano, so when, how do you know that it turns into a shlamim? We mentioned on Daf Beis already, what's the cutoff of Zmano and Shalom Bismano? Fascinating machlokas we're gonna have on Daf Yud Gimel, and that is what about the morning of Pesach? The morning before Chatzos. Is that already considered Zmano or not? That's a Machlokas Tanoim that comes up on Yud Aleph on Beis right here, two blocks from now. Okay, Vayter. Amarav Mishmei Demavog. One of the unusual Tanoim. If Rav's talking, so Rav was on the border, so Mavog must be a Tana. Amarav Mishmei Demavog. Chatos Sheshachtu L'Shem Chatos Nachshon Keshera. Chatas Nachshon, what's that talking about? So we all know, probably more than any other psukim in the Torah, we're familiar with Parshas Naso, the second half, because we've heard it so many times. So there, as we know, we've read it, but have we ever thought about why we're reading it so many times? So there, that's about the Chanukah HaMizbeach, and if you look closely, every type of karbon is brought by every Nasi. That was the purpose. To be mechanich l'mizbeach with every type of karbon. So it says, karbono, right, starting with, right, shnei maleim solos b'lu v'shem alamincha, you bring all this close for a mincha, kafachas, as far as maleim ketores, parachad ben machar ayelachad, kevet amash v'shem ola, tzirizim mechal v'chatas, ulazavach ha-shlamim b'kar shtayim. So you bring a shlamim, an ola, a chatas, a mincha. You bring all the karbonos. What's missing? An asham. Asham's missing. Where's asham? Unbelievable. Where's Asham in Parshas Naso? Right? We read it over and over again. Says the Ramban, Asham's not here, it's included in Chatos. So if you just have that line in a vacuum, you're like, okay, fine. No. We know the Lamdus Is Asham like a chatas? Is it not like a chatas? We discussed. Asham is more like an ola, more like a chatas. That line of the Ramban is crucial. He says, kachatas kasham, it's included. It's included enough that when they were mechanic the Mishkan, the Mizbeach, they didn't have to bring an Asham. Because the chatas is mechanic the Mizbeach for Asham also. Wow. That's very exciting. Anyway, so that is the discussion. That chatas, though, Rashi says ala Torah, that chatas was brought for, was there an Aveira involved there? So Rashi says there in Naso, lechaper al kever hatahom, tumasafik. Maybe there was a dead body in the depth somewhere that they walked over. That's Rashi there. But our Gemara assumes, and Rashi here says explicitly, that chatas was not for any Aveira. That chatas was really like an ola. Look at the first skinny line in Rashi here. Delo amrinan chatas nachshon kiva doronasi, which we said about ola. Ola is a doron, but here this chatas was a doron. Velo lekapara alchet harehi keshchita l'shem ola. Wow, that's an important rashi. So that's what our Gemara is assuming, that the chatas nachshon that was brought on that first day has the status of an ola. So weiter. So Mavog says that if you have a regular carbon chatas and you shekel l'shem chatas nachshon, which basically means, well, we'll see what it means. Kshera, the halacha is that it's kosher. The Amar Krozos taras achatas tarah achas lechol achatos. You compare all the carbonous chatas. Compare all the carbonous chatas. So it's like a chatas, but it's chatas l'shem ola. Chatas l'shem ola is pasul. That was the first Mishnah. So we'll have to see what this means, if it really has the status of an ola. Yosef, Rav Avakam Allah Hosh Maitza, Rav said over this statement of Mavog, Eisvei Rav Misharshi L'Rav, Rabbi Shimon Omer, look in the Tosefta at the beginning of Menachos. The first Mishnah in Menachos is exactly parallel to the first Mishnah in Zvachim. The Mishnah says there says, Kol Menachos, Shenik Mitzu Shalo L'Shma, K'sherim El Shal Ola Bailam Shem Chol. But the same parallel to the first Mishnah in Zvachim. But Reb Shimon in the Tosefta argues. Reb Shimon says, Kol Menachos, Shenik Mitzu Shalo L'Shma, K'sheros V'Olu L'Bailam Shem Chol. Menachos that have kmitza, that they have the kmitza that's done with Kohen puts his hand into the mincha and he rubs off his pinky and his thumb and those what's under his three fingers, that's what he burns in the mizbeach, that's the kmitza. So and that's parallel to shchita in an animal. So if it's zashalo lishma, it's kosher and it even counts for the owner. Why? Why is it different than zvachim? Lefi she'ena menachos domus lezvachim. It's not parallel. Why? Because Reb Shimon does not argue here. He only argues in menachos. So what's the difference? Shahakomets machavas l'shem marcheshes. We know there are different kinds of carbonous mincha. Machavas and marcheshes are different types of pans. A machavas is like a frying pan. It's very very flat, and therefore it gets very crunchy. Very crunchy. The wafer that's made, the matzah that's made, is very crunchy because it's very thin. Marcheshes is a deeper pan, and therefore it's like boiled in the oil, so it's much softer. So different types of menachas. So if you're komeitz a machvas l'shem marcheshes, maaseh mochichan l'shem machvas, but you do something different in the process of preparing it. So who cares that you had a machshava shelo l'shma? A machshava that's up against an action that is clear what you're doing, action wins. That's the Chiddush of Reb Shimon. If you have a Maisa that's mochiach on what this carbon is, who cares that you had a machshava shelo l'shma? The Maisa wins. Or the opposite, chareva, different case, chareva l'shem belula. Let's say chareva means a dry mincha. What's a dry mincha? A mincha without any oil. That's whenever you bring a mincha for an aveira. A mincha for an aveira, so we don't glorify this mincha. No oil. Where's that? So if you bring a minchas chote for a sota, Sota, or by the Olav Yoreds. But the Olav Yoreds, if you don't have money, you bring a mincha. So either of those, none of that has oil. That's a chareva. Chareva l'shem belula. If you shed the chareva and you have belula mixed in oil and wine, masem l'tichen shi chareva. So Reb Shimon says, by menachas, even the machshava shelo l'shma doesn't ruin it. Because the actions tell you, avol bizvachim ain't okay, but by zvachim, not true. Shchita achaz l'kulon. Kabbalah is the same shchita by all the animals. Kabbalah achaz l'kulon. Zrika achaz l'kulon. They're all the same. And therefore, they are pasul shelo l'shma. We'll get back to that line in a second. First finish. Taima, but what do we medai from Reb Shimon de maaseh ha-mochichen? Only reason that by mincha it's kosher, because its actions are mochiach on it. Ha-ein maaseh ha-mochichen, but if it wouldn't have different actions, lo, you would say it's pasul. So the question is, am I, why? Lema zos taras ha-mincha, tora achaz l'chol ha-menachos. Just like Mavok says that you say all chatos are similar, you should say all minchas are similar, even without separate actions. So it's a kashan mavog. So we got to re-say what mavog really said. Just there's an important sheet of Mekubetzas here in Oz Gimel where the sheet says there's a zrika achas lekulan. There's a different zrika for every carbon. So what it means is that b'di'eved, one zrika suffices for everything. That's what zrika achas lekulan means, b'di'eved. Chatas has four, right? Shlamim and Ola have two, right? They're all different. Shtayim shein arba, one. They all have different. No, matana achas kiper b'di'eved. So that's what it means, one zrika. Where's halacha? Right? It mentions Shechita Kabbalah Zrika. Where's Halacha? This is Reb Shimon Shita. Reb Shimon said, as we mentioned a couple of days ago, that there's no problems with Machshavas by Halacha because Halacha Lav Avodahi. You could get away without Halacha. You could check right near the Mizbeach. So Halacha is an inferior Avoda according to Reb Shimon, and therefore Machshavas won't passel, and we're talking about Reb Shimon Shita here. So therefore, that's why Halacha is specifically not mentioned. Matana Achas. One is Ma'akev. By all of them, one is Ma'akev. But all of them, one is ma'akev. No, we're not talking about the chatos pnimios, right? Those special karbanos, right? That's different. So there, even one is ma'akev. Ela i'atmar hachi i'atmar. So this is what mavoked. Amarav mishmei de mavog chatos shechad amanashi itzchaber banachshon ksheira. No, mavog said if you shechad chatos amanas that nachshon the nasi should get kapara kosher. Why? Because it's a meaningless thought. Ein kapara lemesim. Nachshon's dead. Right, so therefore, it's a meaningless thought, and therefore, if you shech that almanas for nachshon, it does not possible because it's a meaningless thought. Says the Gemara, "V'dilma meispa alma, v'lema meispa alma." Why do you say nachshon for? Just say anybody who's dead. So Gemara says, "No, hakamashla." And the chiddush is time of the meis. The chiddush is only real nachshon because nachshon died. Hadachai dumya de nachshon, but if you shecht it like for a live person, similar to a nachshon karban, psula. Why? What's a nachshon karban? A chatas, that's not really a chatas. A chatas is really like an ola. It doesn't come for an aveira. Umayniu, like what? Chatas nazir, chatas mitzora. Right, those chatos, as we mentioned yesterday, very unusual to try to compare them to the other carbonous chatas, but those are like olos, and therefore, what Mivog is saying is that if you shech a chatos, l'shem, somebody who's mechuyav in ola, somebody's mechuyav in ola, it's going to be puzzles. So let me say 1 second, hani olos ninhu. Those are olos. Didn't we say before? We said a couple of days ago. If you shech the chatas, al misha mechuyav chatas is pasul. Al misha mechuyav olos kosher. So these are olos. Why should there be a problem? So eliyit mar, in kapar lomesim, I saw that Minchas Chinuch says in Shin Samach Dalet, in the mitzvah vidui, what if I'm mochal somebody after they died? Does that work? In kapar lomesim. So Minchas Chinuch says, it definitely is too late. It definitely helps him in Shamayim, but we should do our best to be mochal people before, meaning right away. Right away. Ela'i edmar hachi edmar. Try number three. What did Mavok say? Amarav mishmei de Mavok. Chata sheshachta al musha mechuyev chatas kenachshon. Third version. If you shachta chatas with somebody who's mechuyev, a chatas kenachshon in my kesheira. Why? Because a chatas nachshon is really an ola. So that's why mechuyev chatas, it's like a mechuyev ola, that's why you'd be kosher. Chatas, why? Chatas nachshon ola. Because a chatas nachshon really is the status of an ola. Good. Period. Ika da Amar Rabbi Shmuel de Mavog, a different version. Chata sheshachtu l'shem chatas nachshon psula. Chatas nachshon olahi. Or the opposite. If you shech the chatas l'shem, not for somebody who's mechuyev, but l'shem chatas nachshon psula. That's chatas l'shem olah. That's pasul. Right? And that's the first mishnah. A chatas is always pasul shalol l'shma. V'leima chatas adav chatas betzora. Why do you have to come up with chatas nachshon? There are other chatos that apply today that also have the status of an olah. These other chatos that do not come al chait. Somewhere it says ikar chatos nakat. No, that's the original. That's the paradigm. That first chatos that was brought is the paradigm. Period. It is a fascinating discussion. I think I got to put together all of the information. The chat nazar mitzora. So why is it a chatos? If they're considered olo, so why does the Torah demand them bring a chatos? There's got to be some connection. The fact that they have to bring a chatos. We have all these drushy reasons by nazir, by mitzora. But halachically, they still have to bring a chatos with all the regular avodos of all the other chatos. So, gotta work. If you owe a chatos for eating chalev, and you shecht it for a different avera that you owe, kshera, that's kosher. As long as it's the same person. L'shem chatas nazir, l'shem chatas mitzor psula. Why? Hani olos dinu? As we said, those are olos. Boy rava, chatas chalev sheshat l'shem chatas tumas mitzvah v'kadashav. Mahu. What if I owe a chatas chalev, which is a regular chatas, and I shecht it l'shem a chatas of tumas mitzvah v'kadashav. Remember we had that yesterday? That's one of the three averos that I'm chayev a chatas olaviyoreid. Olaviyoreid. Sliding scale depending on my tax bracket. Right? So that's what... How does that, if I shet the chatos l'shem mechuyev chatos, it's possible. If I shatas shah chatos shashem mechuyev ola, it's kosher. What about ola v'yored? It's a chatos, but it's not a regular chatos. So is that similar enough to possel it, or different enough to makshir? Ma'o, mi amrina kares kamosa. Do I say, oh, it's kares just like the other aveiros, and therefore it's possel, ol dilma ain't kavua kamosa, or it's too different. It's not kavua, it's a sliding scale, and therefore it won't be similar like it. That's the question. So Rav Acha, the Rava, masni kulul psula. Rav Acha, the son of Rava, says in all of these cases, possel. This is what we hold. We hold even chatas chelov l'shem chatas dam, possel. If I shech the chatas not for the avera that I wanted to bring it for, it's possel. That's the Raman Paskins. All the shitas that we have on here, we had earlier, a couple of daf ago, I said on daf test we're going to have another shita. So right here, the Raman Paskins, that a chatas is specifically for a specific avera. And if it's not for that avera, it's possel. That's what we hold. Against like this shita right here. My time, my wife, v'shakras ola chatas, l'shem osa chatas. Daf can be for that chatas. Abalei ravashi l'ravacha b'ri d'rava. One more line. Bayi d'rava hechi masnisola. One second. If a chatas l'shem any other chatas is going to be possel, then of course, what's the whole shaila of Rava of Olav Yored? So Amar Lei, Anan b'shini b'aylam masnin Allah. No, this was really our question about shini b'aylam. V'haki masnin Allah. Amar Rava. Rava said as follows. Chatas chelev sheshachta al misha mechuyev chatas dam v'chatas avodas gachavim psula. If you shech the chatas for somebody else who's obligated in the chatas, as we said, is possel. Al misha mechuyev chatas ad v'chatas besorak kshera, because that's like shechti for somebody who owes an ola. U'bayin l'haki, but what if you shech for somebody who owes a tumas mikdash v'kadashav? The previous version was if you shech l'shem tumas mikdash v'kadashav. What about if you, the following, boy rava, chatas chelev sheshach la misha mechuyev chatas tumas mikdash v'kadashav, mahu? Mi'amrina karis kamosa, o dilma in kavua kamosa, is it like an ola, or is it like or al chatas teku? So we don't answer that question. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Let's we'll continue. Tomorrow is about mechashvim liavoda, and we'll pick up at Hashem with, on Sunday with the daf yadalef.